Now let's take a look at a conversation between host Brian Fernandez and Kelvin Wong, market strategist at CMC Markets. Both speaking about the China stocks gain as investors monitor Pelosi's visit to Taiwan.
What's your view on that? Because obviously people have, a lot of analysts have indicated that perhaps Alibaba's best days are behind it.
Yes, precisely. But so if you look at Alibaba, right, definitely I have no argument about that, but this regarding about this lackluster, or we call it less optimistic view of Alibaba, given that what we see is being hit by on the regulatory front, which is talking about the clampdown, the regulatory, which potentially we don't know where will it end and what are the new possibility going forward. And also Alibaba right now is being implicated with this ongoing geopolitical tension that is being played out in US and China, and especially with the US House Speaker right now in Taiwan. We don't know what's the next step, further step could actually lead to this US-China tech war, which is still pretty much in play. So that could actually impact Alibaba as well, being part of this, we call it this front, where Alibaba is the champion of China big tech. Then what's interesting over here is that we know that this is the fundamental perspective, but how about from a technical perspective, what we could see over here? So I'm going to offer a bit of, because at the end of the day, right, we are looking at price, how the price react to the various factors that's being played out in the marketplace right now. So, okay, for sure, we know that since its all-time high of this Alibaba listed in US, we talk about VABA, not in the Hong Kong one, so we have more data. So the one, since its all-time high in 27th of October 2020, thereafter, right after 3rd November 2020, this is where the end IPO suspension got announced. So since then, it's been trading in a major downtrend, yield up, right? So what's interesting over here is that on this year, just recently ago, about 2 months ago, about 8th of June, it managed to break out of this major descending trendline resistance. And it's tried to retest, and thereafter it just trade sideways, didn't break above the 200-day moving average. And from here, very interestingly, this is where another part of negative news took place, where we start to see that, you know, that Alibaba saying that potentially it could actually shift its primary listing from US to Hong Kong. Then thereafter, a couple of days later, you start to see last Friday, Alibaba is being listed under the blacklist, potentially that's being delisted from the US exchange due to their, you know, their non-financial regulatory compliance with the SEC, financial auditor. And also on top of that, we start to see the a Chinese minister that's in charge of information technology that's being placed into investigation. So very concisely, right at this technical level, you see a string of bad news. Okay, then thereafter you start to see a 30% decline from here, from the top of here. But what's interesting over here is that technically, right, this breakout from this major descending trend line indicates to us that this major downtrend of Alibaba is now in the consolidation phase. I mean, it's a kind of big subway range. And much as we said yesterday, it did a kind of a reversal from right at this ascending trend line support that is linking to that low, the low of that major downtrend, which is 15 March low, and managed to survive that level. So going forward, right, if you look at the RSI, the RSI also managed to bounce up in the oversold region, indicating us that the 30% decline is a bit oversold. So potentially, right, technically, what we could see is a more of a continuation of a sideways range between 124.10 and 81.50. Okay, unless it could have a very clear daily close above 124.10, then we could see an extension of this corrective rebound to the next resistance over here, which is 158.30/177.90. However, if this key support, key range support has been taken, breaking down on the downside, means daily close below 81.50, then potentially you could see another round of impulsive down move to at least in the first step retest this current all-time low at 57.20, which was printed in September 2015. Yeah.
So, Kelvin, as always, thank you very much for your insights and thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Brian.